愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们常常会带慕道得着教会来聚会。
We often bring truth seekers who come to church to have service.
那如果慕道者问我想要读圣经，我要从哪里开始？
And if the truth seeker asks us, if I want to read the Bible, where should I start?
最好的答案就是从四福音开始。
The best answer is to start from the four Gospels.
为什么？
Why?
因为整本圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
Because the central character in the entire Bible is the Lord Jesus.
如果我们对主耶稣有很深入的了解，
If we have a deep understanding of the Lord Jesus,
我们的信仰就很有根基。
Then our faith will have a strong foundation.
如果我们真的很认识主耶稣，
If we really know the Lord Jesus,
我们的生活会有很大的改变。
Then there will be a great change in our life.
就是从我做中心会变成以主耶稣为中心。
Because it will change from a self-centered life into a Christ-centered life.
所以四福音是我们认识主耶稣一个最入门的地方。
So the four Gospels is the best place for us to enter into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
我也听过慕道朋友从创世纪开始读。
I have also known friends who started from Genesis.
创世纪读到第三章、第四章又死了，又死了，这死怎么这么多？
And then in Genesis chapter 3, chapter 4, it talks about this person died and that person died. There's so many deaths.
他觉得这个很无聊。
And they think that this is pretty boring.
其实那个都有他的很深的道理在里面。
But actually, they all have very deep teachings within them.
只是我们还没有入门那个道理对我们来讲太深奥了。
But because we have not entered into the knowledge of God, so those teachings are too deep for us.
当我们开始要读四福音，又出现了一个问题。
But when we read the four Gospels, there's another problem.
那为什么介绍主耶稣要用四卷的福音？
Why do we need four different Gospels to talk about Jesus?
有时候我们在弄这个iPhone 你要用照相来认定你是谁。
Sometimes on our iPhones, we use our image to identify us.
大家有没有这个经验？等一下头要往右转，等一下往左转，等一下往上看，往下看。
Have we had this experience that we had to turn our head to the left, to the right, and up and down?
所以这个 phone 里面就有你的各个方面的资料。
So your phone would have a data image of you from different directions.
所以他看到你的像，他就可以认识你。
So when the phone sees you, then it recognizes that it's you.
那这四个福音就是从四个不同的方向在描写主耶稣。
So the four Gospels is looking at Jesus from four different perspectives.
比方说马太福音跟路加福音有讲主耶稣的家谱。
For example, in the book of Matthew and Luke, it talks about the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
那为什么需要描写主耶稣的家谱？
So why do we need the genealogy of the Lord Jesus?
其中很重要的原因就是主耶稣不是人发明出来一个故事人物。
What is important is that the Lord Jesus is not a character, a fictional character that's created by man.
他是道道地地历史上的一个人。
He is a real person in history.
所以他有家谱。
And that's why he has a genealogy.
那如果我们在路加福音看主耶稣的家谱。
And if we look in the book of Luke in the genealogy.
从他的爸爸约瑟一直往上推。
And starting from his father Joseph all the way up.
就推到第一个人叫做亚当。
To the first man called Adam.
然后亚当是神的儿子。
It says Adam is the son of God.
亚当是人。
Adam was a man.
跟你我一样。
Just like you and I.
但是他是神的儿子。
But he is the son of God.
所以神是父，人是子。这个关系从创世开始就有了。
So God is the father and we are the son. This relationship started from the creation.
只是这个关系现在已经好像不存在了。
But this relationship seems as if it doesn't exist anymore.
所以主耶稣来世界上要寻找迷失的人，重新建立人跟神父子的关系。
So the Lord Jesus came to the world to find those who are lost, to reestablish this father and son relationship.
所以信仰不只是一套头脑的观念。
So this faith is not just a set of ideas in our head.
信仰是重建神跟人的关系。
This faith is to reestablish a relationship between God and man.
如果神这么伟大
，If God is so great,
人神是这么好
，God is so good.
那重建神跟人父子的关系会带给我们极大的改变。
So reestablish this father and son relationship with God will bring us a great change.
这个就是为什么每一个人需要福音。
And that's why everyone needs the gospel.
但这个四福音里面最不同的一卷就是约翰福音。
And in these four gospels, the one that is most different from the others is the gospel of John.
因为约翰福音也在描写主耶稣的来源。
Because in the book of John, it also talks about the origin of the Lord Jesus.
但是他在描写主耶稣的来源非常不一样。
But the way he describes the origin of the Lord Jesus is very different.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
John chapter 1, verse 1. 好，请。Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这里讲太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后到十四节。
And verse 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
请。
Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个地方讲道成肉身。
Here says the Word became flesh.
肉身是什么？肉身就是人。
What is flesh? Flesh is a man.
所以耶稣这个人跟我们一样。
So this Jesus, the man, is just same as us.
他是历史上一个人，带有血有肉。
He is a person in history. He has flesh and blood.
但是耶稣这个人又跟我们不一样。
But this Jesus, the man, is also different from us.
他是道成肉身
，because he is the Word that became flesh，
是神成为人来地上。
He is God that became a man on earth。
所以他又是神，他又是人。
So he is both God and man。
这是整个人类历史里面唯一跟我们不同的一个人。
This is the only person in history that is different from us.
主耶稣来世界上是道成肉身。
The Lord Jesus came to the world. He was the Word that became flesh.
所以在约翰福音里面在描写主耶稣的神性。
So in the book of John, it talks about the Godship of the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰福音就比较深奥。
So the Gospel of John is deeper.
那在约翰福音里面我们可以看到五次用真来描写主耶稣。
In the Gospel of John, we see that it describes the Lord Jesus as true 5 times.
什么是真
？What is true？
时间拉长不会改变。
That over the length of time, that it will not change.
再来，世界上每一个地方都存在。
And wherever it is in the world, it exists.
这个叫做真。
That is what true is.
圣经讲天地万物都渐渐变旧了。
The Bible says that the heaven and earth is becoming old.
所以你看天地万物是真吗？是真的。
Everything in this world that we can see, is it true? It is true.
你看得见，摸得到。
You can see it, you can touch it.
但是等主耶稣再来。
But when Jesus comes again,
有形质的都要被烈火消化。
Everything that has form will be burned.
它就不存在了。
That it will not exist anymore.
所以我们认为真的，有一天它会不存在。
So what we think is true, one day it will not exist.
我们这个人也是一样啊。
And it's the same with us men.
我这个人是真的吗？是真的啊，不然我怎么会站在这里讲话
？Am I a true person? Yes, I'm a true person. Otherwise, why would I be here standing and talking?
但是过了几年
，But in a few years,
一个人死了
，When a person dies,
埋葬到土里面
，When they're buried on the ground,
再来他就变成泥土的一部分了
，It became part of the dirt.
他是真吗？
Is he true?
他已经不见了。
He's doesn't exist anymore.
所以世界上所说的真，其实到最后还是会改变。
So the things that we say are true in this world, one day it will change.
但是当圣经在描写耶稣这一个人是真的，这个是永远的。
But when the Bible describes the man, the Lord Jesus, as true, this is forever.
如果是永远，主耶稣的价值就是不会改变。
So if it is forever, then the value of the Lord Jesus will not change.
那我们今天为主耶稣的追求，好像可有可无，没有也没有关系。
And today, in our pursuit of the Lord Jesus, we think that it's okay if I have him or not.
但是如果有，当然是最好。
And of course, if we have him, it's better.
这是因为我们对主耶稣的认识有限。
And that is because our knowledge of the Lord Jesus is limited.
如果我们非常的深入认识他，
if we deeply know him,
你就会有一个很大的改变。
Then there will be a great transformation.
这个改变就是保罗所说的，我过去觉得对我有益的，现在我认识耶稣，这个过去也都是一种损失。
And that transformation will be just like what Paul says. What I thought was beneficial to me in the past, now I count as lost.
因为我以认识耶稣做至宝。
Because I count knowing the Lord Jesus as the most precious.
人生最宝贵的是什么？
What is the most precious thing in life?
主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
好，那我们就常常在想一件事情，就是说，那这跟我的生活有什么关系？
So often we think that, so what does this have to do with my life?
约翰福音讲这么多很抽象的理论，对我的生活有什么关系？
The book of John talks about many abstract things. How does that relate to me in my life?
那我们现在就从神的看法来看，耶稣跟我们有什么关系？
So let's look from God's perspective. What does Jesus have to do with our life?
好，我们现在回来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的第九节。
John chapter 1 verse 9. Verse 9. This was the true light that coming into the world enlightens every person.
这个地方讲，那光是真光。
Here it says,this was the true light.
然后照亮一切生在世上的人。
And coming into the world enlightens every person.
这个地方讲那个光，那个光是什么？
So here it talks about this light. What is that light?
那个光就是神的光。
And that is the light of God.
因为神就是光嘛。
Because God is light.
那个光也是指着主耶稣。
And the light is also talking about the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣是神成为人。
Because the Lord Jesus is God that became man.
所以他是天上的神变成地上的人，所以神在天上的光就现在降在地上。
Because he is God, who is now on earth, so the light of God is now enlightened.On the earth.
所以这里讲这个真光，就是跟地上的光不一样。
So this true light, that is mentioned here is different from light that we see in this world.
地上的光就是现在有灯嘛，所以你就看到光。
The light in this world are like the lights that we have now that we can see.
那现在有太阳的光，所以白天。
Or that when there is sun, then there's light from the sun.
那到了晚上没有太阳光，如果灯再关掉就黑暗了。
And when the sun goes down, if we turn off the lights, then it becomes darkness.
但是真光它是神的光。
But the true light is the light of God.
它是不会改变的。
That will not change.
那问题是真光跟我有什么关系？
So the question is, what does true light have to do with us?
我不信耶稣，我也活得很好。
If I don't believe in the Lord Jesus, I still live a good life.
好，那我们现在来看约翰福音第八章怎么讲。
So let's look at John chapter 9 to see, chapter 8 to see what it says.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
好，请。
John chapter 8 verse 12. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
这个地方主耶稣就对众人说，我是世界的光。
So here Jesus spoke saying, I am the light of the world.
这一句话是非常大胆的宣告。
And this phrase is a great proclamation.
我 2,000 年前有一个人说，我是世界的光。
2,000 years ago, someone said, "I am the light of the world." 哦，
那这个光对世界来讲有什么影响
？And how does this light affect the world?
啊，接下去就讲，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
And it says, "The one who follows me will not walk in the darkness."
然后他要得着生命的光。
And will have the light of life.
好，所以我如果拒绝跟从耶稣
，So if I reject in following Jesus,
那我就活在黑暗里面。
That means I live in darkness.
啊，我若选择跟从耶稣
，If I choose to follow Jesus,
我就得着生命的光。
Then I will obtain the light of life.
哦，可见圣经里面讲哈，生命就是人的光。
And the Bible tells us that life is the light of a man.
哦，因此一个人还活着，他是活在光明里面。
So if a person is still living, they are living in light.
哦，所以人的一生好像太阳一样。
The life of a person is like the sun.
小孩子好像太阳出来。
And when we are a child, we're like the sunrise.
哦，然后到了中年啊，那好像日正当中。
And in the middle of our life, we're like in the sun and at the noon time.
哦，到退休，夕阳无限好，这只是近黄昏了。
And when we retire, then the sun is starting to go down.
啊，有时候我开车到 Pacifica 教会去帮忙领会。
Sometimes when I drive to Pacifica Church to help with the service there.
就是山上要下坡的时候，刚好太阳下山。
And when I'm going down the hill, and just the time that the sun was setting.
哦，一个红红的太阳就这样渐渐沉到大海，真的是很漂亮。
And you can see this red sun going into the ocean. It's very beautiful.
哦，但是你等到这个很漂亮的太阳下去，就一片黑暗了。
But after this beautiful sun goes all the way down, then it's darkness.
这个就是人生啊。
That is life.
哦，所以到最后沉进去，黑暗遮盖，这个人就死了。
So when the day comes, when we go all the way down, the person is dead.
哦，所以我们活在这个世界上，到底怎么来解决这个问题
？So in this world, how do we solve this problem?
因为人有永生的概念。
Because we have this concept of eternal life.
哦，为什么人有永生概念？因为神造人，把这个永生放在人的心里。
Why do people have this concept of eternal life? It's because we are made by God, and God put this concept in our minds.
那原来神造人就是要人得永生。
And God created man so that we can have eternal life.
那为什么现在人没有永生
？But why is it that people now do not have eternal life?
我们回到圣经里面讲，就是罪。
If we come back to the Bible, it is because of the sin.
神是生命的来源。
God is a source of life.
神是生命的本身。
God is life itself.
神是光。
God is light.
但是当罪使人跟神切断
，But because of sin, we are cut off from God.
人就失去了永生。
We lost eternal life.
人就活在死亡的阴影之下。
We live under the shadow of death.
哦，那因为这个样子
，Because of that.
你一生的所得在死的时候全部都结束了。
Everything that we achieve in life when we die, it's all gone.
不管一个人多聪明，多会投资。
No matter how smart a person is, how much they invest.
但是到最后你要领的时候，发现你的投资变成零，你这个人聪明吗？
When we pass away, our investments go to zero. Is this man smart?
哦，谈不上聪明啊。
We can't talk about being smart anymore.
所以人活着一辈子，到最后你什么也带不走，连一毛钱也带不走。
So when we die, we cannot bring even a penny with us.
哦，所以人要寻找救恩。
So we have to seek salvation.
才能够得到生命的光。
So that we can obtain the light of life.
啊，所以这个地方就讲啊，我们刚刚读的啊，就还要在生命的光里面。
So we have to be in the light of life.
啊。我们现在来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
好，马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
好。第四章的十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 14.
好, 请。
Verse 14. This happened so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled.
好, 15.
15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
好, 16.
16. The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
啊、这里讲、哦、主耶稣出来传福音，圣经说是应验以赛亚的预言。
Here, when Jesus came to preach in the world, it says that it fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah.
以赛亚是主耶稣八百年前的一个先知。
Isaiah was a prophet that was before the Lord Jesus by 800 years.
他已经预言主耶稣要到这个两个地方去传福音。
He already prophesied that Jesus would go to these two places to preach.
圣经真的是神的话。
The Bible truly is the word of God.
你有办法想到八百年后会发生什么事情吗
？Can you imagine what would happen after us for 800 years?
哦，人讲不出来的。
We cannot even think of it.
好，那么这个地方最后一句讲啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
啊，坐在黑暗的百姓看见大光。
The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light.
谁坐在黑暗的？
Who is sitting in darkness?
比方说，在美国哦，非常强盛哦。你在美国，你坐在黑暗吗？我不相信。
We know that America is very strong. Can we say America is in darkness?
哦，那下面就解释了。
But here it explains further.
坐在死荫的人有光发现，照耀他们。
Those who were sitting in the land of and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
哦，所以那个黑暗就是死的阴影。
So that darkness is the shadow of death.
那死的阴影要怎么出去
？So how do we get rid of the shadow of death?
光一照，这个黑暗就没有了。
Once a light shines, then darkness is gone.
哦，所以主耶稣来到世界上，这个福音就是真光。福音一照，死亡就没有了。
So when the Lord Jesus came to the world and preached the gospel, which is a true light, then there's no more darkness.
哦，所以真光跟我们有非常大的关系。
So the true light has a great relation to us.
我们人生有一个生命永恒的盼望。
That in our life that we have a hope of eternal life.
啊，这个解决了。
So once this is resolved,
我们人就不虚空了。
Then our life is not empty.
你也不会怕死。
We will not be afraid of death.
为什么
？Why?
因为死就是更好生命的开始。
Because death is the start of a better life.
好，好，那我们再回来看啊，约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 12.
好，十二章的三十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
啊，约翰十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
请。
So Jesus said to them, "For a little while longer, the light is among you." Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. Also, the one who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
啊，这个地方讲哈，光在你们中间。
Here it says, light is among us.
这个光就是主耶稣。
That light is the Lord Jesus.
啊，然后还有不多时候，要趁着光来行走。
Here it says, for a little while, you should walk in the light.
这个还有不多的时候，就是说时间有限了。
So for a little while, that means that the time is limited.
啊，那这个如果时间结束了，主耶稣不在了，光就不见了。
So when this time is up, when the Lord Jesus is no longer there, there is no more light.
啊，然后接下去。
And
那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去。
The one who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. 哦，
不论开车走路啊，如果没有光，你走不到哪里去。
Whether we're driving or walking, if there's no light, we don't know where we're going.
因为一个人看不见前面的路。
Because we cannot see what is in front of us.
啊，所以有时候我们看到一个人哦，真的是很聪明，很会计划。
So sometimes we see people, they're very smart, they know how to plan.
啊，人生很会把握机会。
They know how to take hold of opportunities.
但是哦，不管一个人多聪明、多会计划，他的计划哈，没有办法超越死亡。
No matter how smart a person is, how good they are planning, they cannot outsmart death.
哦，你计划到死那一天，那你接下去你计划什么？
You can plan to the day of your death, and then what do you plan?
好像那一条路已经没路走了。
It's like a dead end.
啊，所以这个地方讲啊，在黑暗里走，你不知道往何处去。
So here says, in the darkness, you don't know where you're going.
所以人一辈子到底往何处去，谁能够告诉我们？
So who can tell us where we are going?
啊，但是当我们信了主耶稣，
But once we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们活在光里。
That we live in light.
我们就有一个极大的改变。
That we have a great transformation.
所以三十六节。
Verse 36.
你们要趁着有光，信从这个光，使你们成为光明之子。
While you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become sons of light.
所以信耶稣有一个极大的改变哦。
So there's a great change in believing the Lord Jesus.
你信从这个光，走在光里面，你就成为光明之子。
You believe in the light, you walk in the light, then you become sons of light.
哦，那个光就是神。
And that light is God.
哦，我们成为那光明神的儿子。
Then we become the son of God.
哦，那最后去哪里？
And then where do we go?
去到神众人所不能够靠近的光那个里面。
Then we can enter into the light that people cannot approach.
哦，那个就是天国。
That is heaven.
所以耶稣是光啊，听起来好像很抽象，跟我们绝对的关系。
So when we talk about that God is light, it sounds very abstract, but it actually has a direct relationship to us.
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
世界没有主耶稣，就是在黑暗里面。
The world without the Lord Jesus is in darkness.
有时候我们常常在想哦，科技很发达。
And often we think that technology is very advanced.
所以现在进到 AI 的时代。
And now we're in the time of AI.
AI 越来越厉害。
And it's becoming stronger and stronger.
那 AI 现在也可以自己去思想了。
And AI itself can think about itself.
但是到底科技要把我们带到哪里去？没有一个人可以讲。
But where will technology take us? No one can say.
带到月球吗？
Can it bring us to the moon?
那到月球要做什么？
And what do we do at the moon?
带到火星吗？又要做什么？
Bring us to Mars? Then what do we do at Mars?
这个问题没有人能够解决。
No one can answer these questions.
所以我们要改变世界。
So if you want to change the world,
真正的方法不是科技。
The real way is not technology.
你看很多的学校现在禁止小孩子用手机。
Many schools now they prohibit children from using their phones.
有的国家禁止15岁以下的小孩子他不能够上网。
And there are some countries that prohibit people who are under 15 to use the internet.
最先进的科技在手机里面。
The most advanced technology is in our phones.
最多的资讯在网络里面。
Most of the information is on the internet.
那为什么要限制小孩子？
Then why do we restrict them?
因为这里面并不是对每一个人都是好的。
Because what's in it may not be good for everyone.
所以世界的希望不是科技。
So the hope of the world is not technology.
有时候我问小孩子问题，他都说去问 ChatGPT.
Sometimes I ask our children questions, and they say just ask ChatGPT.
我就有一点好奇就打上去，世界的希望在哪里？
So I was curious, so I put in, what is the hope of the world?
然后他就几个重点。
And then it gave me some key points.
最重要一个重点就是要改变 humanity, 就是人性。
And the one of the points is to change humanity.
人性如果没有改变，世界没有希望。
If humanity does not change, there's no hope in this world.
所以世界的希望是人要改变人性，这是对的。
So the hope of the world is a change in humanity. That is right.
那下一个问题也很难回答。那请问什么能够改变人性？
And the next question is also very hard to answer. So how can we change humanity?
你到最后改变人性就是主耶稣了。
And at the very end, what can change humanity is the Lord Jesus.
因为人有两大问题。
Because there are two great questions in life.
第一个问题。
One.
无知。Ignorance.
就
是神造我们。
Is that God created us?
神造我们有他的原则，有他的目的。
God created us for a purpose.
我们不认识神，所以我们完全不知道神为什么造我。
And if we do not know God, then we don't know why God created us.
那怎么生活叫做好的？
And how do we live so that it is good?
因为无知，所以我们人生没有方向的。
And because we're ignorant, we don't have direction in our life.
第二个问题，罪性。
The second problem is sin.
这个没有办法改变。
And that cannot change.
主耶稣来。
when Lord Jesus comes,
哦、他要改变我们。
He is to transform us.
因为他就是光。
Because he is light.
他就是我们的希望。
He is our hope.
所以他可以改变我们。
So he can change us.
哦、他可以改变世界。
He can change the world.
所以耶稣是真光。
So the Lord Jesus is the true light.
这非常重要。
That is very important.
没有跟着他走，我们就人生走在黑暗里面。
If we do not walk with him,、哦、then we walk.In darkness.
在死亡的阴影之下是走不到哪里是迷路的
We walk under the shadow of death, we will be lost.
好那我们现在再来看、啊、主耶稣的真在哪里
And let's、look at another truth about the Lord Jesus.
好我们现在看约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1、
啊、第一章的十七节，我们刚刚读过。
John chapter 1 verse 17 that we have already read.、
哦、这里讲啊、哦，律法是借着摩西传的，但是恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Says for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.、
哦、所以从主耶稣来给我们恩典，也给我们真理。
So through Jesus Christ, we have grace and truth.
啊、哦，那。问题是真理是什么
So what is truth?、
哦、在约翰十八章里面、哦我们来看、约翰十八章
In John chapter 18, let's take a look、
哦、约翰福音十八章
John chapter 18、
十八章的三十七节
John chapter 18 verse 37、
哦
Verse 37, therefore Pilate said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. 38, Pilate said to him, What is truth? And after saying this, he came out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no ground at all for charges in his case.
啊、这里讲、啊、主耶稣在比拉多的面前接受审判。
Here we see Jesus being judged in front of Pilate.
那比拉多就问他说：“你是王吗？”
So Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?"
主耶稣没有否定，他说：“你说我是王，他承认他是王。”
And Jesus did not deny that he was a king.、
啊、但是当主耶稣讲他是王，他不是地上国度的王。
But when Jesus says that he is a king, he is not a king in this world.
他是神的国度的王。
He is the king of the kingdom of God.
哦，那神的国度在哪里
？Where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣讲，神的国就在你心里。
Lord Jesus says that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
所以我们今天接受救恩。
So today when we receive salvation,
邀请主耶稣进到我们内心。
We invite Jesus to enter into our heart.
我们的生命有一个王。
Then in our life there is a king.
这个王就是主耶稣本身。
And that king is the Lord Jesus himself.
他要带领我们的一生
He will guide our life.
他要管理我们的一生
He will manage our life.
哦哦，所以神的国在内心是非常宝贵的
So having the kingdom of God in our heart is very precious.
啊，那接下去主耶稣就讲
Then Jesus says,
我为此而生，也为来到世间给真理做见证
For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth.、
哦、主耶稣来要给真理做见证
So Jesus came to testify to the truth.
那比拉多他问了一个问题，真理是什么
？Then Pilate said, "What is truth?"
请问，如果我们圣经合起来，真理是什么
？So I ask you, if we look at the entire Bible, what is truth?
谁能够给真理下一个定义
？Who can define truth?
哦，人世间找不到真理的。
In among mankind, we cannot find truth.
因为圣经说，神的话安定在天，直到永远。
The Bible says that the word of God is in heaven forever.
有哪一个人发明的理论，它是世界上每一个地方都适用的？
Is there any idea or theory that has been created by man that is used in the entire world?
有哪一个人发明过一个理论，它是历史上每一个时刻都适用的？
Who has invented any type of idea that is used?At all times,
你找不到
we cannot find one.
只有一个就是圣经
There's only one, and it's the Bible.
所以圣经是真理
So the Bible is the truth.
所以真理是什么
So what is truth?
啊，真理就是神的话。
Truth is the word of God.
那个话道成肉身。
And that word became flesh.
就是耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
怎么一个木匠生的儿子，他是真理呢？
How can a son of a carpenter be the truth?
怎么一个木匠生的儿子，他讲的话是真理呢？
How can the words of a carpenter's son be truth?
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
活在地上好像一个人。
He lived in the world like a man.
神就是真理的来源，神就是真理的本身。
And God is the source of truth, he is truth himself.
那神以人的样式来活在我们中间。
And God became a form of man to live among us.
那真理又跟我有什么关系？
So what does truth have to do with me?
我没有认识真理，我不是活得好好的吗？
Even though I don't know the truth, I still have a good life.
那我们就来看真理跟我们有什么关系。
So let's look at what truth has to do with us.
我们现在来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章的三十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 32. 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
这里主耶稣对犹太人说，
Here Jesus said to the Jews,
你们要晓得真理。
You have to know the truth.
真理要让你得自由。
And the truth will set you free.
你想想看如果现在主耶稣在这里传道，
So let's think about it. If Jesus right now is preaching,
你们要晓得真理。
You have to know the truth.
真理要让你得自由。
And the truth will set you free.
你可能会告诉主耶稣，我们活在美国。
And we may answer Jesus saying, I live in America.
你什么叫我让我得自由？
What does it mean for me to be free?
让我得自由表示说我做过奴隶啊。
To be free, that means I have been a slave before.
没有啊，我很自由啊。
But I'm not a slave, I'm free.
所以很多人觉得我不需要真理啊，因为我活得自由啊。
So many people think that they do not need the truth because they have freedom.
那什么叫做让你得自由？
But what does it mean to set you free?
我们现在再接下去来看。
Let's continue to look.
我们看三十三节。
Let's read verse 33. They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? 34. Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
35.
Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
诸位我们有没有罪？
So I ask you, do we have sin?
每一个人都良心告诉我们。
Our conscience will tell us.
没有违背过良心的人就是没有罪。
A person who has never gone against their conscience has no sin.
谁没有违背过良心？
Who has not gone against their conscience?
违反神的律法就是罪。
Everyone who commits against the laws of God commits sin.
圣经一打开来，有哪一个义人？没有，一个都没有。
If we open the Bible, is there even one righteous person? Not one.
所以我们外表很自由。
So on the surface, it looks like we are free.
但是内心被罪性所控制。
But in our heart, we are controlled by sin.
所以好的做不出来。
So the good things that we cannot do.
坏的一直去做。
And we keep doing the bad things.
为什么？
Why?
罪在我里面控制我。
Because sin is within us, controlling us.
一个最简单的例子。
The most easy example.
恨好不好？
Is hate good?
大家都知道恨不好。
Everybody knows that hate is not good.
你把对方恨死了，到底是谁死？他死还是我死？
If you hate a person to death, who died? Is it that person that died or you have died?
我们本身第一个受害者。
We are the first victim.
你如果有恨，你没有平安；如果恨，你不会快乐。
If we have hatred, then we have no peace and we have no joy.
那你没有办法说你不恨就不恨，这个没有办法的。
And we can't just say, "Oh, I just will stop hating." That doesn't happen.
那什么时候人会没有恨
？So when is it that a person will not have hatred?
当主耶稣的爱进到我们里面。
When the love of God enters us.
你就对你恨的人越看越可怜。
Then we will look at the person that we hate, then they become more and more pitiful.
因为他会做错事情让我恨，一定他也被罪捆绑。
because they will do things for me to hate them, and that's,、oh, that's because they are enslaved by sin.
你就越来越同情他，我也要跟他传福音。
Then we will pity them, and we want to preach the gospel to them.
让他从恨得到自由。
So that they can be free from their hatred.
所以真理要让我们得自由。
So the truth will set us free.
让我们从恨变成爱。
It will change from hate to love.
这个人做不到的。
This is not something that we can do ourselves.
这个在神是没有困难的。
But in God, it's not hard.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
第二个。
Second.
生气。
Anger.
大家都知道生气不好。
Everyone knows that anger is not good.
但是你能够不生气就不生气吗？
But can we just not be angry?
你到学校多读几本书就不会生气吗？
We go to school and read a few more books, we won't be angry anymore.
怒气就是一种罪。
Wrath is sin.
这个你没有办法解决。
It's something that we cannot resolve.
一旦人有怒气，
Once a person has wrath,
有时候把最亲密的夫妻都关系都搞坏了。
They could even break up the closest relationship that they have with their spouse.
有时候把两代的关系都搞坏了。
And it can destroy the relationship between generations.
一个很幸福的家庭。
A very happy family.
过着不快乐的生活。
And they become an unhappy family.
那这个要怎么改变呢？
And how do you change that?
耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus.
当他进到我们里面，
When he enters into us,
我们就得自由了。
Then we are free.
所以你祷告越多，
so the more that we pray,
特别是得到圣灵，
especially having the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满，
being filled with the Holy Spirit,
你会发现你不会生气啊。
Then we find that we don't become angry anymore.
不是，我很想生气啊，咬着牙根不要生气，不是这样的。
It's not that I'm biting my teeth so I don't become angry.
是你已经不会生气了。
It's just naturally we are not angry.
主耶稣是温柔的。
Because the Lord Jesus is gentle.
我心柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and lowly.
主的灵充满在我们里面。
When the Spirit of God fills us,
这个人就心就很温柔。
Then that person's heart becomes gentle.
一旦温柔，人就不会生气了。
And once a person is gentle, they will not be angry.
所以真理要让你得自由。
So the truth will set us free.
这个太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
因此不要想真理很抽象。
So we don't have to think that the truth is very abstract.
真理就是耶稣基督本身。
The truth is the Lord Jesus himself.
要让我们从罪里面得自由。
So that we can be free from sin.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音的十七章。
John 17.
好，十七章的十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
好，请。
Verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
这个地方是主耶稣向天上的神祷告。
Here the Lord Jesus is praying to God in heaven.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them in the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以这里有一句话叫做成圣。
Here, there's a word, sanctify.
你在世界上哦，你活几十年，没有人讲这句话的。
We live in this world many years. No one will say this word.
成圣，你在讲什么？
Well, you say sanctify. What are you talking about?
那为什么要讲成圣？
So what is it saying?
前面就在讲我们信耶稣的改变。
So before this, it's talking about the transformation that we have in believing Jesus.
没有信耶稣以前。
Before believing,
我们是属世界的。
We belong to this world.
世界的王是魔鬼的。
And the king of the world is Satan.
所以魔鬼住在我们内心。
So Satan lives in our heart.
好像以色列人住在埃及。
Just like the Israelites live in Egypt.
这是没有希望的。
And there's no hope.
但是跨过红海，这个就是洗礼。
But after crossing the Red Sea, that's baptism.
洗礼就使我们跟埃及没有份。
And after baptism, we have no part with Egypt anymore.
我们就不属世界。
So we no longer belong to the world.
那不属世界属谁？我属神。
So we no longer belong to the world. Now we belong to God.
那如果我们属神，那全部都搬到山上去啊！因为世界是罪恶的。
And so if we belong to God, then we should all go live on the top of a mountain because the world is sinful.
不是，主耶稣说你不要离开世界。
But no, Jesus says that you do not leave the world.
为什么不要离开世界？
Why do you not leave the world?
因为主耶稣要借着我们把救恩传给世界上需要的人。
Because God through us wants to preach the gospel of salvation to the world.
要借着我们发光照亮那些在死亡阴影的人。
Through us to shine the light on those who are living in the shadow of death.
啊，但是我们不属世界，又要住在世界，现在就有一个危险。
So we do not belong to the world, but we have to live in this world. So there is now this problem.
我们会被世界同化。
We would be conformed by the world.
真的，这真的会被世界同化吗？
Will we truly be conformed by the world?
啊，会被世界的文化同化。
We will be conformed to the culture of the world.
啊，所以人活越久，跟文化越离不开。不该关系。
The longer we live, the harder it is from us to depart from the culture of the world.
但是神是圣的。
But God is holy.
哦，当我们跟世界一样。
When we are the same with the world.
我们跟神就有一个距离。
Then we have a distance with God.
哦，所以我们人要一直开始改变。
So we have to continue to change.
跟世界不一样。
To be different from the world.
那什么能够改变我们越来越像神，跟世界越来越不一样？
So what can help us to change so that we are more and more like God and more different from the world?
真理
The truth.
哦，所以我们要常常读神的话。
So we have to read the word of God often.
想神的话。
To think about the word of God.
行神的话。
To do the word of God.
我们整个的心就渐渐更新。
Then our heart will slowly transform.
那一旦我们越来越更新，我们跟神的关系越来越亲近。
And as we renew our heart and we're closer and closer to God,
我们的体验越来越活泼。
And our experience with God has become more and more lively.
我们越感觉到神的恩典就在我生活每一天。
And we can experience that the grace and blessings of God in our life every day.
所以真理要让我们得自由。
So the truth will set us free.
啊，真理要让我们成圣。
The truth will sanctify us.
这是非常的宝贵。
This is very precious.
啊，唱诗。
Sing hymn.